Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Searches are continuing for missing Kerry farmer Michael Gain, who disappeared from his farm on the 20th of March. Now, yesterday, some of Michael's cattle were sold at Kenmare Mart amid emotional scenes. And I'm joined on the line by Mart auctioneer and independent councillor Dan McCarthy, who's also a friend and a neighbour of Michael Gain. Dan, you had the job of selling the livestock for the family. How was that for you?
Well, it's a part of our job is selling livestock. Michael's cattle came for sale yesterday, some of them, and we sold them. I bought a very fine time for those involved. And look, it was hard. It was hard because we knew the man was so well, and that he wasn't there to sell his own stock. It was hard to do it, but look, it was pint for a point of view that the cattle were being sold, and there was no account to the man that owned them.
And the family then had asked you to make an appeal when you were doing that sale yesterday as well.
That's right. I made an appeal for help, and for anyone that had seen anything in his last moments on that Thursday, and to let the Gardaí know if they had seen anything, because someone somewhere must have seen something.
Mm-hmm. And you spoke as well, and I was reading it again this morning, Dan, just about how this has impacted the small farming community there where you are.
Like, it has a desperate impact on the farming community, because the farming community and the whole of the community, which is the wider community, because Michael was well known, and his family would be in the farming business with hundreds of years, and it was just unbelievable to the feel of awareness, and the feel of, you know, that we can do nothing, we just can't find him, like, which is unreal, like. And I just like at this time to pray for his family, and to thank everyone that have worked on the case to try to get it resolved, and all the volunteers of all organisations that have come out to try to recover Mike or find him or get some lead on where he is.
Mm-hmm. You've seen him most days yourself, Dan, would you?
I'd meet him most days. He lived only maybe four houses down the road from us, and we'd meet him some every day nearly at some stage of the day.
It's a desperate situation, and he still has livestock on the land, doesn't he?
Oh, there's still livestock on the land. The sheep and some cattle are still there. Like.
Mm-hmm. And there was a huge search. I'm reading about it every day in the papers. I mean, the huge Garda search initially, but then you still have people heading out there and looking.
Yeah, the people's gathering there now in groups, and they're going away looking themselves in different areas. Like, but the terrain is so vast and so dangerous, somewhat like, it's not easy.
Mm-hmm. And you're asking people, and again you did this yesterday, you know, if they've seen anything, yep, no matter how small they think it might be, to get in touch with the guards.
To get in touch with the guards, because it is, you know, for the family's sake and for the community's sake, it has been the big, for the last 2 weeks, you wouldn't see people gathering, and you would know the topic of conversation was about Mike, or where did he go, or what happened.
Mm-hmm. What was it like in the march yesterday, Dan, when you were saying those words and selling those animals?
Well, it hit me hard, you know. It isn't easy when you're selling for someone like a friend like that, and you're appealing for help, and you're asking the public to come and help you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not easy, like, and like, you'll be thinking of his family more importantly. But, you know, what are they going through? The communities is feeling for what is his family going through, you know?
Yeah, it's a desperate situation, and I know it's part of your job to do it, but it's a hard part of the job, isn't it, on a day like that?
It is hard on a day like that. Like, but look, we do our best, and, you know, the farming community, and I suppose they come together, and, you know, it's not easy.
Mm-hmm. And is there any news on the search? You said people are coming together.
Nothing.
Like, are they coming together today now to go out and search again?
Well, I suppose there will be, the guards will be there today again, I suppose, and there'll be different units searching, like, so, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And more than likely see the terrain is so rough and so vast. It's very hard to get it done, because there's so many cliffs and there's so much terrain there that is impossible. Like,
yeah, but it's the local people like yourself who probably know that area so well.
Yeah. But the family, just like to thank all the world that have volunteered and have done Trojan work in the last fortnight and trying to find him. So look, I suppose we'll have to continue to see what will happen.
Well, Dan, listen, we're grateful to you for talking to us this morning and reminding people to come forward if they have any information. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Get in touch on WhatsApp 0870 32 32 32.